Okay, so hey everyone and welcome back to another episode of Default Global. This is where we connect with global first entrepreneurs and remote work experts from all around the world. Our guest today is Jessica Zeba-Snow, Head of Remote Operations and Culture at Skillable. Jessica, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. I'm happy to be here.
So Jessica, before we start, could you maybe please share with our audience a bit about your career journey? Particularly, maybe you can talk about your transition from various roles like executive director to your current positions, current position as a head of remote operations.
Absolutely. I'd be happy to share my journey. I think of my career journey as two paths that came together in the most serendipitous and unsuspecting way. For the first half of my professional career, I led several organizations through transitional growth in the capacity of executive director. And while I was very much driving and executing on an operations and revenue perspective, my heart continued to lean toward employee voice and the larger communities we were supporting through our programs. Not only did this really begin to transform my leadership style, I also found myself aligning my continual learning pursuits to dive deeper into the focus of what I was discovering to be my passion. I returned to my academic education, and while leading my teams, I demonstrated my commitment to my passion by achieving my master's degree and then accelerated into and through my doctoral degree in public health. The draw to public health felt like the right tip of the scales to balancing my underlying initial focus in the medical field, which was previous to operations, while blending policy and serving a wider population rather than solely focusing on the individual. Wide impact meant and still means so much to me. I began peeling back the layers of where pain points were seeming to originate, not just with populations, but in organizations as well. From here, I identified adverse experiences as the inception point in which we begin to react and respond in various ways, creating unintentional cascades of experience to others. My research and practice shifted to working with organizations of all kinds, nonprofit, private, healthcare, government, non-government entities, to assess and analyze where their proverbial fault lines in practice were causing possible negative impact on employees and subsequently the populations these organizations were serving. These assessments illuminated insights for business leaders on where to improve practice and create supporting policy to address these areas. Through the design and implementation of trauma-informed frameworks, businesses were able to start seeing the tangible positive outcomes across employee satisfaction and ultimately leading positive return on investment for the business with long-term solutions in place. However, the onset of COVID-19 pandemic brought about significant changes to every industry, prompting me to respond in my capacity as a public health professional and to serve my communities during the pandemic through emergency response and preparedness. After answering my call to service, I reassessed my career path with a new lens of post-pandemic life. The longer-term impact of the pandemic led me back toward operational leadership. And I didn't realize it at the time, but this is where those two paths I referenced met and became the one, which is where I am today. So my journey with Skillable as head of remote operations and culture has enabled me to not only harness my leadership and strategic strengths in transformative operations, but I'm also able to put my heart and pursuits at the center of all that I do. The trauma-informed frameworks and programs I developed during those years have directly translated to our culture framework development and programs, nesting opportunity for expansion, and proactive insights. So the journey with its various turns has been incredibly rewarding, and I'm really excited to see what lies ahead.
Yeah, and speaking about the pandemic as well, right? So, frankly speaking, I was totally against remote work, you know, before this COVID stuff. So now, like, look at me. I'm running a company that operates, you know, globally with people in, like, three different continents. So what about you? How has your view on working from home, from, you know, remote work and building a team culture changed over time?
Yeah, so having a diverse career background has been really instrumental in shaping this role for me and just providing a broad perspective and a unique set of skills that I can draw upon in the remote situations and settings. So for instance, my experience in the arena of trauma-informed work led me down to a path of traumatology and psychology, which, you know, of course, taught me the importance of building trust and connection, which I've been able to apply in my current role by leading with empathy and coaching others on the same. This is creating that critical trust and psychological safety of our employees, which is ultimately promoting open communication and employee well-being, which is so instrumental in ensuring successful remote operations. Similarly, my time spent as an executive director helped me develop operational agility. So as I responded to sometimes unpredictable business needs, this has proven invaluable when I'm leading change across our teams that we encounter during periods of significant growth. So the diversity in my career has not only equipped me with a wide range of skills, but has also fostered that adaptability and resilience, which is leading to our success today.
So yeah, with your previous role, you were, you know, helping people understand trauma and, you know, this promoting fairness, right, for all, like, races and gender. So, but can you be more specific? How do you use that experience to make the work culture at Skillable better?
Yeah, so we've always prioritized here at Skillable a culture-first approach, and we've always been a virtual organization. So especially here in the remote operations, we're, you know, we're really focused on implementing several strategies that ensure that our culture thrives, even in that virtual environment. So for starters, we place a really strong emphasis on two-way feedback. We believe that communication should not be top-down. Instead, it should be a dialogue. So, for instance, we have an open-door policy that encourages employees to discuss their ideas and concerns directly with their managers or department leaders, all the way up to our CEO, who openly invites skip-level meetings for anyone in the company. We also have regular check-ins where team members can share their thoughts and ideas, or these meetings may offer an opportunity to deepen our connections and our relationships with our employees. We also use anonymous surveys to gather honest feedback about our operations and cultures. And then second, we also promote high collaboration among our teams. We use collaborative tools and platforms that allow us to work together seamlessly, even though we're physically distanced. We have regular and consistent cadence of meetings at company, department, and team levels, and really encourage an open communication and think out loud practices. We also use goal tracking tools to provide transparency across projects and progress as a company. But last and perhaps most significant and unique to Skillable, to underscore the importance we place on our culture, the Remote Operations and Culture Department has been intentionally designed to report directly to our CEO. It's really common to see culture-focused and employee experience roles sitting with HR functions in an organization. At Skillable, we've taken a different approach to how we think about and support the employee experience and provide a holistic and comprehensive model in which we operate from. So we're 100% focused on enabling, engaging, and driving alignment across our teams and connecting with every single employee. So that direct line to the CEO ensures our cultural health of the company and is always a top priority of considerations and strategic decisions.
That sounds fantastic. That's absolutely new level in terms of culture, I guess. So, but let's go back a bit and talk about the company itself. So, Skillable is a recognized leader in hands-on learning, right, and virtual labs, trusted by leaders like Microsoft, Amazon, IBM. So, could you maybe explain what challenge-centric learning means and how Skillable is helping with that?
Absolutely. So the mission of Skillable is to increase opportunities through skilling. So today, organizations need new ways to train people in business critical skills with speed and, most importantly, to prove that the skills are job ready. So traditional training has primarily focused on knowledge dissemination through in-person seminars, classes, courses, online content, books, so on and so forth. The focus is on stuffing as much knowledge into people as possible and hope that they can retain some of it. Such forms of learning tell us really nothing about whether someone can then apply those skills correctly on the job. Additionally, not everyone can learn effectively through knowledge-based learning alone. They need experience. They need to experience a skill in order to truly grasp it. That would apply to most of us, actually. It's how we learn some of our most fundamental life skills. We don't just read a book about driving and then get behind a wheel with a full driver's license. And even babies and toddlers learn best by doing. Our brains are just simply wired to learn by practice. That's why without reinforcement, what you've just learned will be completely forgotten a week later. So challenge-centric or experiential practice-based learning is the next big thing, because so many leaders are grappling with the worsening skill gaps and discovering that their existing learning and resources aren't good enough to plug them. Through the experiential learning, like a simulated customer call or a cyber attack, people can get close to real-world experience as possible, but within a safe space where it's okay to fail and learn. In fact, it's even encouraged. Individuals now have a way to build the skills that they need in a learning style that suits them, with extra validation that they can really perform those skills on the job, which also boosts confidence. It's performance-based upskilling that's perfect to help improve what roles people are considered for and generally how they're growing their skills.
And I know that Skillable operates as a 100% virtual company, right? So mm-hmm. with more than like 170 team members, right?
Yes.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Across like 21 states and 5 different countries.
That's correct.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So with that, what challenges and opportunities have you faced in managing this globally distributed team? And how do you make sure you have this collaborative work environment?
Sure. Yeah, I can take that into a couple of different sections here. So first, I can answer your question about what are the challenges and opportunities in managing that global team. And I'd say that one of the primary challenges is really dealing with the different time zones. Coordinating meetings and ensuring effective communication can be really difficult when the team members are spread across various time zones. However, we've really turned this into an opportunity by adopting a follow the sun model to allow us to provide round the clock support to our clients and ensures that some part of our team is always working, thereby also increasing productivity. Another significant challenge is navigating cultural differences. With a global team, it's crucial to understand and respect the diverse cultures of our team members. We see this as an opportunity to learn from each other, to build a more inclusive work environment, and foster a culture that values diversity. But maintaining a cohesive work environment in a remote setting can also be challenging. Yeah. To address this, we've implemented several strategies. We organize regular virtual team building activities, such as online games and virtual coffee breaks. We foster camaraderie. We also use digital tools that facilitate collaboration that you mentioned, such as shared calendars, project management tools, and video conferencing platforms to make sure everyone is staying connected. Moreover, we've established a really strong company culture that emphasizes our core values. So this helps us unite our team and provides a sense of belonging despite the physical differences and distances. We regularly communicate our mission, our vision, and our values to all team members and recognize those who've exemplified these values among our team. Last, we place a strong emphasis on open communication. You'll hear me talking about this a lot. We really encourage our team members to share their ideas, their feedback, their concerns. This not only helps us address any issues promptly, but also makes our team members feel valued and heard. That open door policy, which I mentioned, is really critical for helping us to gain candid feedback from folks.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, go on.
Oh, it's okay.
No, it's okay. Okay, so another one. I'm not sure if you can answer this, but still, I'm interested in learning about your strategy for deciding where different positions are best suited, like globally from your company perspective, right? So, how does your company determine like which roles are filled in specific countries?
That's a really fantastic question. So in our company, the geographical distribution of roles is really a strategic decision that takes into account a variety of factors. These include, but certainly aren't limited to, business objectives, talent availability, and operational requirements. In addition, we put a really strong emphasis on diversity and inclusion. So we believe that diverse and inclusive team members bring a wide range of perspective, which drives innovation and helps us better serve our customers. So thereby, when we're distributing roles geographically, we're really striving to ensure that we're drawing from a diverse talent pool and providing equal opportunities regardless of their location. We're continuously assessing and adjusting our approach based on the evolving needs of our business. However, due to the proprietary nature of our operations, I'm unable to provide specific examples, but what I can say is that we do strive to position our team in a way that maximizes our ability to serve our customers effectively, drive our business forward, and uphold our commitment to diversity and inclusion across the geographical landscape.
That sounds good. And what is your approach to compensation for this global distributed teams? Can you talk more about it?
Sure, I can talk a little about it. So in our company, we have a strategic approach to global team compensation as well. And again, I can't go into specifics, but I can share that a key guiding principle for us is fairness and equity. We believe that all team members, regardless of their location, should be compensated fairly for their contributions. So beyond that, our compensation strategy takes into account a variety of factors to ensure that it aligns with our company values and the evolving market conditions.
So, you know, this remote work landscape is constantly like evolving, right? From your perspective, what maybe emerging trends or changes do you see in the global hiring and remote work space?
I love this question, and I feel like there's so many different directions to take it. It's almost hard to kind of distill it down. If I did have to choose a few, I will right off the bat say flexibility, digital collaboration tools, employee well-being, continual learning and evolution, and then of course AI. So I'll dive just a little bit into each one of those. So for in regard to the flexibility, you know, we're seeing an increased emphasis on this. Employees really value their ability to manage their own time and that in the balance of work with personal responsibilities. So the trend is really, we're seeing the trend shift away from the traditional 9-to-5 schedules toward more flexible working hours. So for instance, at Skillable, we have adapted and we offer flexible working hours to accommodate the needs of our teams. Second, the need for digital collaboration tools has really grown. So as teams are becoming more distributed, tools that facilitate seamless collaboration and communication are really becoming more and more paramount. We are, of course, being a pioneer in the digital space, we understand this need. And so we do invest heavily in our digital tools to make remote collaboration easy and efficient. And then there's also a greater focus on employee well-being, which is one of my favorite topics. So remote work can sometimes blur the boundary between work and personal life, which is leading to burnout for a lot of different roles and companies. Companies are now recognizing this, and they're putting measures in place to ensure the well-being of their employees. At Skillable, we respond by implementing policies to support employee well-being. We have open PTO, we have expansive benefits packages, lifestyle reimbursement programs, and we really work heavily to promote the work-life balance and provide resources for our team members and their families. The trend of the continual learning and evolution is also crucial. This is another area where we need to be adaptable and responsive to the changing needs of employees and the market. So at Skillable, we're continually learning and evolving by listening to our employees' feedback and making necessary adjustments to ensure that our remote work environment is supportive, it's inclusive, and it's productive. So ensuring that you have concrete feedback system is paramount, but it's not going to succeed if you don't take the time to listen, acknowledge, and respond. And then finally, perhaps the topic on everyone's mind and mouth lately is the use of AI. So, you know, it's really gaining momentum to bridge that skill gap and enhance productivity. It's really been remarkable how it's revolutionizing our work methods and propelling productivity to unprecedented levels. So consider repetitive tasks like previously. You know, employees were dedicating hours to tasks such as data entry or sorting emails, and now we have AI as nearly in a personal assistant in a way, where they're automating tasks for us so that employees can concentrate on the more intricate and creative outputs of their roles. But it's really not just about automation. I think this is where the conversation starts to shift a little bit. AI offers so much more in valuable productivity insights as one of those areas that really assists with decision-making and ensuring that business outcomes are achieving their desired goals. So with AI's capacity to swiftly and accurately analyze the vast amounts of data out there, we're able to drive those stronger, more data-driven, informed decisions. When it comes to productivity insights and where AI is playing that role, it helps identify patterns in employee work habits. It provides personalized recommendations for efficiency improvements and can even predict future productivity levels. At Skillable, we're harnessing AI in various ways to boost productivity and to provide these insights for our employees. While the rise of AI is presenting a lot of challenges, we're also seeing it as an exciting time for opportunities to enhance experience.
Jessica, it's been really like interesting to hear your thoughts on remote operations, global culture, and this creative world of Skillable, right? As we finish, what advice would you give to leaders thinking about going global or trying to get better at remote work?
Yeah. So global expansion and remote work strategies are certainly pivotal elements in today's tech landscape. So for tech leaders navigating this terrain, I would extend the following bits of advice. Number one, embrace diversity. A global team inherently brings a wealth of diverse perspectives, experiences, and ideas. That diversity can really be a powerful driver of innovation and creativity. It's essential to be fostering an inclusive culture where every team member is feeling valued, heard, and empowered to contribute through your unique insights. Next, I would say invest in technology. You know, the right digital tools, they really do make all the difference in facilitating effective communication and collaboration, especially in the remote work environment. So invest in those robust, user-friendly technologies and support your team's productivity. Prioritize employee well-being. That shift to remote work really, again, it just blurs those boundaries between the professional and personal life for so many. So we really want to avoid the risk of burnout. Make sure that your team members maintain a healthy work-life balance. Encourage those breaks and, you know, offer the flexible schedules and make sure they're taking time off to recharge. Next, I would say adapt and evolve. The tech landscape is dynamic and is ever-changing. Be ready to adapt your strategies in response to evolving market conditions, technological advancements, and business needs. The flexible, agile approach really helps you stay ahead of the curve. And finally, but certainly not least, lead with empathy. Remote work comes with its own set of unique challenges. So leading with empathy really significantly enhances team morale and productivity. Take the time to understand and acknowledge the challenges your team members are facing, provide support, and help create solutions to make the teamwork easier.
Thank you. Thanks so much for joining us today and sharing your insights. It's been a great conversation. Yeah, I mean, take care and best of luck with all your future projects. Thank you.
Thank you, Ben. Thank you so much.